That was music from Pure Bathing Culture live right here in Studio K on Radio K. They've got their debut full-length album out on Partisan Records, which is entitled Moon Tides. And you can pick that up at their show tonight at First Avenue's 7th Street entry. Doors to that show are at 8 p.m. That is 18+. Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really great to have you guys in. So I've got a couple of questions lined up for you. Seeing as though you guys are kind of from, you know, different backgrounds in like different bands and musically, how did you bring your experiences from those other bands to Pure Bathing Culture?
I don't know. It's hard to say exactly how it happened, just bada boom, bada bing, like that. But I think that... honestly, it's really hard to say. I don't know. We just kept making music, and here we are. The probably the big difference is that we're writing songs in this band together, and not just playing, you know, someone else's songs.
Sure. And maybe like, what did you guys bring from those past experiences into this new band that is your own?
Well, I actually probably brought keyboards in because I hadn't really played keyboards before I joined Vetiver. Mm-hmm. So. That specifically sure. I've brought to this band.
You're shredding.
Yeah. Yes, my keyboard shredding. Totally.
That's just too hard of a question. You just, right off the bat, you hit us with the hardest question, and now we're stumped.
Well, excuse me, I thought it was a nice icebreaker, but maybe not. Let's get into talking about Moon Tides then. Are there any big overarching themes that you guys are working with while making the album?
Another hard one.
Your themes in general that you played with?
The record deals a lot with the theme of transition and kind of transformation, I think, passing from one phase into another phase.
Sure. And does that kind of spill over into the name of the EP as well then? Like a change in tides?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Awesome. Maybe this is kind of a big question as well, but how would you guys describe yourself as a band to maybe a listener who hasn't heard of your music before?
Well, I think we're a pop band, if that helps, but I don't know what kind of a band we are. We're playing the music we want to play, and we're just kind of taking it from there. It's a new project for us, so there's no master plan currently.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So can we talk about your name, Pure Bathing Culture, a little bit? I hear there's an interesting backstory to that.
Yes, there is. The story is that I got the name from my brother, who was studying architecture in Switzerland at the time, and he went to a spa, and the last session of the day translated from German to English into the words Pure Bathing Culture. And the session was one in which you weren't allowed to speak. And he was telling me about it, and I thought it just struck me at the time. Then I Googled Pure Bathing Culture, and I started seeing all these images of like world bath culture. And it all just made sense. For me.
At the time, we only had maybe 1.5 songs or something, but we were working towards something, maybe, and I think bringing the name in sort of brought it more into focus.
Yeah, it helped to... That's true, it did.
Awesome. What can we expect from you guys in the future?
Another record. huge... multi-million-dollar tours.
Awesome.
We'll probably buy a jet.
Fog machine. We have a fog machine now.
We have a fog machine here, too.
Really?
Yeah.
We should have used it.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
So I have one last question for you, because Halloween is tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, I have the hard questions.
What are you guys going to do for Halloween, or what do you like to do for Halloween?
Yeah, we were...
Well,
That's a good point. We were going to figure that out today, but we're going to have to figure this out tomorrow morning at this point in time.
Yeah, it's weighing on our minds. It's going to be amazing, though. It is going to be amazing, whatever it is. It's going to involve Halloween colors, maybe candy.
Absolutely candy.
Yeah, definitely candy.
It's going to be scary.
Yeah.
Really scary.
Watch a scary movie, maybe?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, again, it was a pleasure to have you guys in today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Is there anything that you would like to add to our listeners here before we end things?
Not really, besides that we love Minneapolis. So thanks for all the support.
Yeah. Awesome. Again, this was Pure Bathing Pleasure, performing a live Pure Bathing Culture, performing a live in-studio session with us here at Radio K. They're playing a show tonight at 7th Street Entry. Doors to that show are at 8 p.m., and that is 18+. You can find their debut full-length album, Moontides, on Partisan Records or at their show tonight. Again, thanks again.
Thank you.
And now back to more new music here on Radio K, Real College Radio.